24 and a half minutes past 7 o'clock on a Thursday morning, and the Dolphin Coast Striders, well, not the entire club is not here, but we do have two very, very staunch representatives of the brand in the form of, is it Karen Helens?
Correct.
And Andre Erasmus.
Andrew.
Andrew.
But close.
Yeah, and you see my writing. Andrew. There we go. So we were close enough, but no cigar. Damn it, man. So tell us what's happening with the Striders this weekend. It's all systems go, is it? Are you on the way to the Comrades Marathon now?
We are.
Downhill run to Papa HA. Sorry?
No. Yeah, downhill run this year. We've got 6 weeks left for the guys that are training.
Are you training?
No, I'm not.
Why?
Not this year. Just taking a bit of a step back. Focusing more on the marketing of the Dolphins
the
than the running.
But Andrew, you're definitely running.
Yes, yeah.
I can see
running.
Because you're a machine. You're a legend, a running legend. I've seen your name quite frequently appearing on the top of the pops.
Good to hear.
So yeah, no. So tell us about the Striders. What's happening at the moment? It's all systems go with the Comrades preparation, obviously. The kickstart or kickstart?
Yeah, the kickstart.
That's over now.
Yeah, they've just completed their first set of the year. So we do beginning of the year and the end of the year. So they've just done that now, and all our guys have graduated.
And it was a kind of huge field I saw that, that signed up.
I think there were over like 30, 40 people.
Now, can you cope with the increase? Because the club, I mean, it's grown from a little baby thing to a gigantic thing where you get, I mean, people know the Dolphins Striders. Oh, yeah, I'm serious. I'm running with the Striders, China. Don't play with me. soon there's going to be a demand for it's true that people now, when you watch the Comrades, for example, you can actually see the growth of the club because the colours are coming through.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
It's quite exciting, actually.
Nice.
Yeah. So what exciting stuff is lined up between now and then?
So, obviously, at the last Thursday of every month, we've got Club Night. So, that would be now April Club Night tonight. That starts at about 5:30. Well, you got to be there by 5. The run starts at 5:30. So, it's a 4K and an 8K time trial.
But a little bird told me that you actually don't have to run. You can just come for the braai.
No, it doesn't work like that. You got to earn your braai and your drinks.
No, you've just ruined the friendship, you realize. Because King and I were going to pull in tonight.
Yeah, we were going to
support you.
At the bar.
At the bar.
We can make an exception for you.
Yeah, we can make an exception. So, and particularly for this club night, we've actually got Salomon, who are coming to do an activation. That's why we've got Andrew here. So, Andrew is one of our members, and he's sponsored by Salomon. So, he's going to give a bit of a debrief on what's happening with Salomon tonight at the club.
Okay, well, over to you then, Andrew.
So, we've got a bit of an activation going on. So, the new Salomon Aeroglide 3s have launched a couple of weeks ago. So we want to come out and let all the runners test these shoes. So we get involved with the Dolphin Coast Striders and tell people to come out, put the shoes on, take them for a test run. And if you like them, then obviously you can go get them. I think now everyone's starting to look at shoes for their high mileage for comrades.
Oh, okay.
I've been running in the shoes for a while now, and I absolutely love them.
So what particularly do you appreciate about the Salomon brand?
I've been running with Salomon for 11 years now. Started off in trail, and they were by far the best trail brand to be running with. Their packs, their kit, their shoes, everything. And now they've just grown into road. It's taken a bit of time to start getting the road running shoes right. But I really do think that they've stepped into the right market now. They've softened the foam. We've got an energy foam now that on the new Aeroglides that are, they're so, so comfortable. I can run for hours and I just enjoy them.
Because I see there's a trend among certain, and I don't know whether Salomon has followed the trend, where the soles of the shoes have become like the Teletubbies. They're like big.
Like marshmallows.
Like marshmallows,
yes.
Exactly.
Okay.
Is that the thing? Is that good?
Yeah, so, I mean, if you look at the advancements in road running and trail running shoes over the last 5 to 7 years, it's absolutely phenomenal. I think before that, everyone just kind of, all the brands stuck to the same foams, same rubbers, uppers changed a bit, but there was no real advancements in these running shoes, and all of a sudden Nike jumped in and said, let's create a carbon shoe, let's get Kipchoge to run sub 2 hours, and all of a sudden everyone, all these brands just jumped on and said, well, what can we do? And it's been brilliant for running, for us. You know, the runners on the streets are starting to see the difference in the shoes. And there's a lot of competition.
Oh, because I remember running the bounds when I was at boarding school a million years ago.
Yeah.
Our running shoes were Onitsuka Tigers. They were like paper.
Yeah.
Sure.
And hard as... And then in the army, off you go. You know, in boots. I'm serious. That was it. Running shoe, what you're talking about. I mean, hell, now you've got these marshmallows and things like this. It's not fair. I would have been a runner if I had the advantage.
Yeah, we definitely spoiled technology and the improvement of the running shoes, huh? These days.
But it's not only the shoes. It's you have to arrive yourself as well. You can't just come send your shoes to run for you. So in terms of what Salomon is going to present this evening, is it a new range that they're launching, or is
yes.
it? So what is the new range?
So it's the Aeroglide 3s. So that's specifically a road running shoe. It's a high mileage shoe. It's a comfortable shoe. It's a little bit wider, so if you've got wider feet. I know in the past Salomon used to have very narrow shoes.
That was a thing.
I don't know why they stuck to that for so long.
Well, I suppose it was a European brand, wasn't it? And most of those little guys are tiny feet. You know? I mean, African feet. You've got to have your own stop call foot to the barga. You're going to have big feet like that.
Definitely.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, but I mean, it's important this thing about measuring where your toe is that still a thing, or is it?
Yeah, I mean, you definitely have to fit shoes to your feet properly. I think it's probably one of the most important things. If you're going to be running, comrades, get a pair of shoes that really do fit you properly. And it's not about a specific brand, it's definitely what works for you. Everyone's different.
And because some people have got a tendency to pronate or they're running with a slightly different camber. Yeah. So it's very much more technical than it used to be. And of course, the price point is much higher than it used to be as well, because it's an investment, right?
Definitely. Yeah, look, I mean, you can get cheaper shoes on the market. Chances are you're going to hurt yourself. I definitely think that going out and testing different shoes makes a big difference for all the runners. You can see what works for you. And it's quite cool that you can, come out to the Stratus tonight and test the shoes. Take them for an 8K run.
Oh, seriously, they're going to have demo pairs?
Yes. So come out, get a pair of shoes, test them, see if you like them.
And if you like them, can you buy them?
Not from the test tonight. But
what are they going to do then once you've tested them? The kind of, much but gently used running shoes. Well, I'm not sure if I'm going to put my foot in someone else's running shoes.
Yeah.
Hey, would you run a mile in these shoes? No.
Well, I think when you're spending, 3,000-4,000 Rand on a pair of shoes, this type of activation that we're doing with Salomon is, so beneficial for our runners, because they get to try it out, see if it works for them. If it works for them, then they can head to the store and they can go and purchase it and know that they're spending money well worth. So it's quite daunting when you walk into these running shops and you're looking at the shoes and the price tag especially, and you're not sure if it's going to work, and you purchase it and then a week later it doesn't work for you because, again, like you said, you've got different running styles. So this type of activation that we do with Salomon and other running brands is very beneficial for our runners.
So if someone wants to come and test the shoes and make sure that they're there, do they have to book?
No, so we've got a whole range of sizes. We're going to set up from about 5 o'clock this afternoon. So just come down, put on a pair of shoes, get the right size, and you're welcome to take them for a run.
You see, and the top tip, you arrive, put on a pair of shoes, and then just run. By lega. $3,500 worth of shoes.
I know.
All right, no, don't do that. They've all got tracking tags.
I think another exciting thing, like Andrew was about to say, was Salomon have actually just opened at the Junction. So I think how long have they been there for?
About 3 months now.
Yeah, 3 months.
Maybe they should advertise on radio, it'll help them a hell of a lot. I'm telling you.
Sounds like
that's what
idea.
You're doing. They're doing it with this one. Sneaky bugger, right?
Okay. No, but we can formalize it, though. We can formalize it.
I'm just joking. It's all good. It's all wonderful. And the Striders are doing remarkable work in terms of not only supporting runners, but also, giving the opportunities like this to introduce new kit, new shoes for those that are maybe thinking of running and wanting to join, because it's a growing trend. It's become, I think, the biggest sport in the country. So everyone seems to be either, running or wanting to.
I don't know. If you live in Belito and you don't run, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
why are you here?
Don't look at us.
We'll be by the bar.
So anyone that is now considering joining the Striders, what is the form?
So if you're considering joining, you can head to our website. It's www.dolphincoastriders.co.za. You can register a profile, click on the little shop button, and yeah, you can purchase a membership. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think a membership is about 800 Rand now for the year, which is not a lot, for a whole year, for 12 months of programs that get sent out by Nick, our club captain. You get, 5-6 planned runs a week. Club nights, there's so many benefits that, yeah.
Good looking guys, beautiful girls. That's it. That's the thing. You know? Join the group. Hey? Be the cool kids.
You know what I mean? Huh? Get in shape. Get healthy.
They don't want flops like us there. We'll go for the bride.
So, yeah, anyone coming down to club night, like we said, it's the 4K time trial, the 8K time trial, and then the bar will be open and we will be selling burgers, 60 Rand. Burgers. So come down, grab a beer, run first. Grab a beer.
Do you have to be a member? Do you have to be a member to run, or can you just join as a guest?
Yeah, you can run. You can come as a guest. It's also a nice thing for people to do when they're not a part of the running club and they feel a bit, intimidated to come there on a weekly run.
So maybe they're down on holiday or thinking of moving here and want to meet the team, and so they pop along as a guest.
Correct.
Make yourself known. You'll be welcome. Because it's a very nice group of people, the Striders. I know. I have been to a few club nights, by the way. Not to run. No. That ship has sailed a long time. But it's a very convivial atmosphere. It's a sort of family-friendly and good, clean fun.
Nice.
And they stagger out of there after club night. Hey, au revoir. No, I'm just joking. They don't do that at all. Very responsible group of people, upright, and flying the flag for the Dolphin Coast Striders, Andrew Erasmus and Karen Hellens. Thanks for joining us on the morning show. This will be up as a podcast in case you just joined us and wondered what the conversation was all about. And you're encouraged to participate. If you are a runner or thinking of becoming one, you can pop along to the Striders website, sign up if you want to join, or just pop along to the club night tonight. It is tonight.
Correct, Matt. 5:30.
And it should be a lot of fun. We'll see how those shoes, how many come back. Take bets now.
No. I don't think we've actually ever had a pair of shoes stolen. We're really happy that people are so honest.
Yeah, just really good members.
Watch tonight. A whole lot of the cousins pull in there. No, I'm joking. We've started something. But this will be up as a podcast, as I say, so you'll be able to share in the fun. Catch up on demand, and the morning show continues. What?